From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously adopted a new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. Chotai Yul is the permanent representative of the Republic of Korea to the United States.
The resolution also sends a clear message to Pyongyang that enough is enough. Continuing on the wrong path will only deepen its isolation, seriously endanger its political stability, and hinder its economic development. This is surely not what North Korea desires, but it is what it will certainly face if it does not change its course immediately.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council Monday evening that today the Security Council is saying that if the North Korean regime does not halt its nuclear program, we will act to stop it ourselves. Haley said the provisions in the resolution would drastically cut North Korea's ability to fund its and fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. If fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. Residents of the Florida Keys may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left behind by Hurricane Irma. What was left after the storm passed is not fit for reentry for regular citizenry for weeks. That's according to a White House statement. The Keys is a group of hundreds of low-lying islands stretching 265 kilometers from Florida to the Gulf of Mexico. This is VOA News. An unprecedented rescue and relief response by the United States is underway not only in Florida, but also in the Caribbean following Hurricane Irma. That's according to the Trump administration. It is the largest ever mobilization of the military in a naval and marine operation for relief operations. That's according to White House Homeland Security Advisor Thomas Bossert. Nine large ships, including the 335-meter-long USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier, which arrived at Key West Sunday night, are being used as platforms for sorties by at least 80 rotary wing aircraft, according to the officials. U.S. Navy also moved the USS Iwo Jima, which is an amphibious assault ship, in USS New York, an amphibious transport dock, towards Key West. President Donald Trump said terrorists have nowhere to hide Monday, as he led the nation in observing the 16th anniversary of the worst act of terrorism ever on U.S. soil, which occurred September 11, 2001. He said the horror and anguish of that dark day were seared into our memory forever. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis introduced Mr. Trump and noted that the 9/11 attacks had only strengthened America's resolve. Memorials to the 2,977 victims of the attacks were held at several locations, including the World Trade Center in New York, where the annual bell ringing and reading of victims' names was reenacted. A foreign woman working for the International Committee of the Red Cross has been shot dead in northern Afghanistan. An ICRC spokesman told VOA that the incident took place Monday at an orthopedic clinic. He identified the victim as 38-year-old physiotherapist Lorena Perez, a Spanish national. He said the Afghan intelligence agency has arrested the assailant and launched an investigation into the attack. The shooter was said to be a regular patient and had hidden a pistol in his wheelchair. At least 16 people were killed, most of them regional government soldiers, after al-Shabaab militants attacked a Somali town. Security sources say the militants attacked three locations in the town, which sits on the Somalia-Kenya border. The first attack targeted a military base. Independent security sources told VOA Somali that 14 government soldiers were killed in the attack, with eight others wounded. Soldiers fled the base following the heavy attack and crossed into Kenya, according to the officials there. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.